anything about technology or anything, so I'm a lost person. I listened to somebody talk yesterday, JPG, MOD, I don't know what in the world he was talking about. Okay. We are up to Chav Vav Amud Aleph, and we are up to Ubechazaka, which is go across from Tisus Karka, go up a line and a half, two dots, Ubechazaka. You can acquire a land, Bechazaka. Frank the Gemar Ben Alon, where does the Torah reveal to me that you can acquire a land, Bechazaka? Amr Chiski, Amr Krob, it says, Ushvu Ba'arechem, Ashet Fastem. I hope I'm pronouncing the word right. Is it Ushvu?
Yes.
Live in the land that you grabbed. So we darshim by matzfastem. How did it become yours? Be yeshiva. By living in it as owners. And that is a kinyan in itself. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana.
Well, how do you grab a land?
Says vishvu. That means you can live there. That means it becomes yours. Again. Let me try to explain. I heard you. Ushvu barechem, you can remain living there. That means it becomes yours. It's not, how can you remain living in land that's not yours? That means it became yours. How did it become yours? By grabbing it and living there. So Trashi, the Tvastem Ashukoi. Tvastem is saying, how did it become, how did you grab it? By living in it. That's how we're translating the Pasuk. How did you grab it? How did it become yours? By living in it as owners. Acting like owners makes it yours. Now, that happened to be talking about war. And this we're saying, anytime you live in a land as an owner, it can become yours with the acquiescence of the former owner. Am I explaining? It's good enough, Dr. Harris? Satisfied?
Not great, but okay.
What do you mean? If
you're
challenged
by the former owner. Yeah, but shtar, I mean, how do you prove it? You would have to have Adam in the Chazan that he sold it to you. Without a shtar, you need Adam.
Yeah, but
Wartime, you don't have to have nothing. Wartime war is, this is a Kenya. When you grab it and live there, that's your Kenya.
So if there's any survivors that they regain strength?
Nothing. They can recapture it in war, that's all.
Yeah, but
war is a Kenya. It's a different Gemara than war is a Kenya. Again, but we're learning out from the fact that the Torah says you're cutting it by living in it.
But I don't see the Rashi.
Ushu. Bishiva. Ushvu barechem gedaya ben achikim kamerla. That's gedaya talking. Bishiva the tvastem ashvu koi. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
But it doesn't give you this whole order. How long? It doesn't tell you.
Doesn't. Living there. Any act of ownership. That's what we're dashing against.
I understand it, but it says according to this, if you live there a week, it's fine.
A day, 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
That's not true.
Why not? Who said it's not true? Oh, excuse me.
Chazaka is living there for 5 minutes is enough?
Again, there's two kinds of chazakas and you're confusing them. There's a cheskes kinyan and there's a cheskes raya. Cheskes kinyan works in a second. Split second of chazaka. Maybe it takes longer, so I'll say 10 seconds. You make a hole in the fence, like an owner would. That's chazaka, and it's yours now.
I'm talking about the one of...
But that's not what the Gemara is talking about.
I know. It's talking about the word ushvu.
Right. The Gemara is saying, shvu is by acting like an owner, and that's a cheskes kinyan. You're confusing it with the Gemara Baba Basra that says that after 3 years, you don't need a shtar. Proof of living 3 years proves that you bought it. That's not an act of acquisition. That is proof of acquisition. We're talking about the act of acquisition. That since it says utfastem, that's an act of acquisition that gets it to be yours.
Okay, so what are, for example, so which, okay, so we're talking about, like we had before with the holes, this,
proprietary
that.
Proprietary act.
There's nothing to do with living there.
When it says live there, it means act like an owner is a way of acquisition.
So changing a lock on the door.
is an act of acquisition.
Putting a lock,
changing a lock. Dr. Gemara writes, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, V'yirashtem Oysev V'yishavtem Bo, Eretz Yisrael, B'mei Yirashtem V'yishiva. How does it become yours? By you acting like an owner. See, I think what's bothering everybody in this room, or at least Dr. Harris and Rabbi Cohn, is that the word yeshiva to them means long-term living, not an act of ownership. And what the Gemara is saying is that the word yeshiva means acting like an owner. I think it's how you translate the word living. See, you're used to living, meaning long-term living, not an instant thing. And to the Gemara, it means act like owner. I don't care what article says. I mean, no offense.
It's not so much the word dwell. It's more you dwell where in that what you seized it already, and you already owned it.
Yeah, what made it yours? That's what the Gemara wants to know. How did it become yours? If I grab your box of tissues, it doesn't become mine. If you tell me to take the box of tissues, that doesn't make it mine. I have to do an act of acquisition. So the Gemara is dashing smooth to mean a propriety act. I like that. Propriety act.
Proprietary
act. Thank you. Okay, that's the Gemara right there. You know, it's interesting because the Achrayim are bothered as the Yisrael was acquired by Gerol. And the Gemara here is saying they acquired it by Chazaka. And the Yisrael was acquired by Gerol. It was acquired by Gerol. They didn't need a kinyan. The Gerol made it theirs. So different terutz of the Achrayim, I'll say one. That Gerol decided which Shevet gets which land. But within the Shevet, they didn't do it by Gerol. It's not so pashut. But that's one of the roots of they say. Within, well, I'm sorry?
Maybe they captured it and then before the
Gairo. No. Again, the kasha is that it says that Eretz Yisrael was nicked the Gairo. That's how they acquired it. And the answer is, this is one of the terutzim. There are multiple terutzim said. The answer, the simple answer is that the Gairo decided that Shevet Ruvain gets the Achelik. I picked the wrong Shevet because they were in Eretz Yisrael. So Shevet Dan gets that chelik, but in Dan, how to split it up, was done by the elders of Shevet Dan, and that the kinyan was Chazaka. Not everybody agrees, but that's one of the truths. Yes?
Seems, at least to me, it would seem to be an even simple one.
Can't hear you.
See any of the before she say that it's like inheritance, that once there's an acquisition, the moment of the death of the person who's
right.
Property, but then it's splitting up. That's not the acquisition, it's splitting up.
It's the same thing I just said.
No, it's splitting up the difference between acquisition and occupation.
No. Gyro.
Acquisition and distribution.
Again, the reason Yarshim have to split it up is because they're trading. That's the only reason they have to make an acquisition, because they're receiving it from each other.
Well, it's a zero sum. There's a set amount.
But here, if you learn it did by Gyro, if you learn that every piece was divided by Gyro, that became the act of acquisition as well. Again, I just said one of the truths. I didn't see any of them say that, Terrence. But, again, something I might. How do I know that metaltlin or nikna b'mashicha? By the way, mashicha is in heavy things. On light things, you need hakbah. It's a higher form of mashicha. That's what hakbah is. Meaning, to show ownership, you have to do what owners do. Mashicha shows that you own it by pulling it. Obviously, with the agreement of the former owner. But something that's light is not derech to pull. That doesn't show that the right way of ownership. So Mashiach includes Hakbah on light items. Dr. Gemar Menola v'chsev, v'chisim kru memkru l'amisecha, oikon l'miyad l'amisecha, this week's parsha, davar hanikna miyad liyad, says miyad, right, to tell me that you have to do it from hand to hand. And therefore, that shows that the way you act, acquire something is by transfer of hand to hand, which is either Hagbah or Meshicha. Rashi, Miyad L'Yad, Dahainu Meshicha. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Davidvar Torah, Mos Kindness. According to Rabbi Yechon, he holds, biblically speaking, you're kind of a talisman with money. Mayikilu Meymar, so where does Meshicha come in? The Chayri, the Pasik says money. Rabbi Yechon has a Pasik that learns out that you're kind of a talisman with money.
That wasn't in the Mishnah, right?
Was not in the Mishnah. That's what's bothering the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yechon, it should have said in the Mishnah that B'chazim she'en l'machrayas niknin b'kesef. No star, no chazaka, b'kesef. And for the Gemara, Tana Tekan Tadrav Orang Tani, Rabbi Yechon agrees that rabbinically speaking, you need Meshicha. So the Mishnah is talking bottom line. It's not talking the original source, according to him. Bottom line is today you need Meshicha. Rashi. Rabbi Yechon Amar B'perek Hazov, V'atayra Mo'az Kainis, K'da Ashkechen Gabi Kesef Hegdish, V'nasin HaKesef V'kamvay. So Rashi says, what is Rabbi Yechon in source that you can buy Metal from B'Kesef? The answer is, by Hegdish it says you buy from Hegdish to giving money. So to Rabbi Yechon that shows that transfer of items is done by giving money. But the Rabbana came along and made a takon and says it doesn't work that way. It works only by Meshicha. If you pay, there's an inyan of Mishapara, but that's not a kinyan. It's a commitment that if one breaks a commitment, they're susceptible to a Mishapara. But really, the kinyan is Meshicha. And our Mishnah is bottom line. That's why our Mishnah said Meshicha, because the Mishnah wasn't interested in the history of the kinyan. The Mishnah was interested in the practical kinyan. The practical kinyan is Meshicha.
Where did Rebbe get this filter that it'll help Metaltlin by Hagbah?
What do you mean where I got it? From the fact. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it anywhere. Again, so I'm trying to explain to you. Meshicha and Hagbah are the same thing. One is a higher form than the other is. Picking up something is definitely an act of showing more ownership than pulling it. So the Rishonim speak out that anything that can be done by Hagbah, you must do by Hagbah. Anything you can't pick up, it's not the derek to pick up. If it's heavy, you do Meshicha, which is instead of Hagbah. Hagbah has a lot of milas. Hagbah works in anybody else's rishos. If I pick it up, it can be in the seller's rishos, it can be in rishos harabim, because I'm showing ownership by taking it into my hand. And wherever I take it into my hand, I show ownership. Whereas Meshicha is pulling it towards me, it can't be in the owner's rishos, and it can't be in rishos harabim, because that doesn't show mine. It has to be in something that shows more mine, like a side street. Yes?
Also, with Hagbah, aren't you taking it into another rishos? You're lifting it above the rishos in the ground. And
not really. All you have to do is pick it up a tefach, or maybe three tefachim. Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi seems to say Hagbah is three tefachim, Tosfos says Hagbah is tefach.
My thing would explain the reason why you do it in someone else's rishos. The only problem is I'm wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
He says only Hagbah.
Right, but he holds that pick upable.
Well, peel, we talked about that. You have to make a rift, somehow go up.
Right. I don't know why Meshicha wouldn't work according to him. I don't know. You're asking a good question. I don't know the answer. The Mishnah talked about a kinyan that we call kinyan agav, which means that you can acquire metalklin along with land. If you buy a piece of land, you can acquire the metalklin. Frank the Gemara Menani Mili. What is the source of kinyan agav? The Gemara Damakra, Vayitin Lehem Aviyah Matanas, their father gave them presents, Imare Mitzuras B'Yehuda, along with the fortified cities of Yehuda. The fact that the Pasuk says the presents came along with the fortified cities is to tell me that by taking the fortified cities, they received the Metaltalim presents. Rashi, Vayitin Lehem Aviyah B'Bnei Yishavet Siv, the Sefer Dekra, Im Arei Mitzaris Yehuda, he gave it to them with the fortified cities to indicate that the kinyan on the fortified cities worked for the Metanos that he gave them.
How does one do that? In other words, he gave them the cities. gave a contract to the cities?
Either. Or either. Could be. Could be a star. Could be a chazaka.
And what he did, he did the matanos.
He said,
included in the star?
No, it doesn't work on matanos.
So how?
You say, agav, you should be cut in matanos.
That's written into the star?
You want to, you can. If you're not, doesn't have to be.
You can do it verbally?
Yes. Again, the purpose of star, in most cases, is to be able to prove something, not to create something.
Right.
One of the ways to create a kingdom on land is star. But the main purpose of a star is to prove it. But I can sell you something without a star. I'm selling you this box of tissues. You pay me $1. I'll give you the box of tissues. It's yours. No star, because there's no need, unless you need proof. You'll ask your star so you can have proof. But the star won't accomplish anything except proof. Agav works without a star. Agav works, let's say the guy is being kind of with money, or with chazaka. And I say to him, you can get this piece of field, you can be kind of this land, and along with the land, be kind of the matalfa. And Adam hear it. Even if Adam don't hear it, the kinyan is a kinyan. You won't be able to prove it, because if there's no Adam, the guy can say, I never said that. But that's a proof. That's not accomplishing it.
That was my question. Is there any proof?
If you make proof, you have proof. You don't have proof, you don't have proof.
So it doesn't happen automatically, the
metaphor
is along with it?
No, you have to speak it out. Clear. We will have it in the Gemara. But even more than that, I mean, just even more than that. When we sell, one of the ways chametz is sold to the guy, they make a whole bunch of kinyanim. And one of them is kinyan agav. Rabbi Hirschfeld sells a portion of his basement every year. He rents it out to him or sells it to him, either one of works. And he says to him, acquire my portion of the basement, and along with that, acquire all the chametz. But that's only after this Gemara that works. As we will see, it's a shayla of the Gemara whether that works or not. But we do it. It's one of the kinyanim they do.
Well, it could be anywhere, the Metalim could be anywhere.
That's going to be the discussion of the Gemara. Halakha l'maaseh, yes. And therefore we do it. But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. See, we're smarter than the Gemara. We already know the answer. Ibai Elohim. Be'inin Tzvurim Eloi. Do we need that the Metautlim be in that land? To be Kaina Ba'agav, you need the Metautlim to be in that land. Rashi, Tzvurim Bai. Shio Eisim Metautlim Menachem Bai Sikarka. So Rachmanim point out, if it's in that land, why do I need agav? Why can't he even kind of be chutzer? He buys the land, and then the thing is in his chutzer, so he can be kind of with a kinyan chutzer. Why do we need agav if you need tzeburim? Again, Gemara has a shayla, does agav need tzeburim or not? If it does, what do I need? Why do I need agav? The answer is, chutzer is only kind of if it's mishtameris, if it's a guarded chutzer. But if it's an open chutzer, it's not kind of. Therefore, agav would help even in an own open chutzer. But you're not using it as the power of chutzer, you're using the kinyan called agav.
Is the question, there's two ways to define it. Is the question, does it have to be on the land?
Correct. You just said it.
Okay,
no or.
So what's this thing about, what is the thing about tziburim for?
Tziburim means put on the land.
It's laying on the land. I would have said Iboil who? The Indian Karka or
So Rashi explains Tziburim. That's why we have Rashi. So wonderful to have Rashi. He did it, Mamish. Rashi lived 1,200 years ago, and he gave us a parish that answers your question. Zak Rashi Tziburim Bai. She Eisim Metatlim Menachem Bai Sekarka. The Metatlim should be laying on that land. So Rashi told me, don't translate Tziburim like Rabbi Cohn and Archkoll piled up.
No, I didn't want to. I don't want to. Please don't put us together, me and Archkoll.
I think it's an honor to be put with Archkoll, but anyway, yes.
I'd rather be honored to be Rashi. But what I'm saying is that I would have used a different terminology, and Rashi says this is what it meant.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Rav Yosef said, let us listen. Rav Kiva Eimer, you know, in Yerushalmi, it doesn't say Tashma, it always says Tachazi, come and see. And in Bavli, it says Tashma, come and hear. So I once heard a word from, I forgot the name of his sefer, he wrote a sefer on Chumash, I'm sure I understand as well. His name was Rabbi Monk, he was a rav in Paris. He wrote a sefer in Tyre, I forgot what it's called. And he writes, because in Yerushalmi, they had a clearer version of Tyre, they had a better Messiah, and therefore they were able to see. Whereas we in Bavo, it's already further down the line, and therefore they only were able to hear it. They didn't have that Tachazi. That's what he says. Yes.
The call of Torah.
Call of Torah, exactly right.
There's also another aspect of the language and sentence work. When you hear something, right now you're not hearing all of the various incidental noises around it. Focus. This is why there's that Seder Hallam, or in the Tzeh, on the Hallam bed. You hear a focused area, whereas when you see everything.
I hear. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Karkin Koshu, Chayevas Vepeya. No matter how much land you own, if you grow something on it, you have to give Peya. Ibu Bikurim. And no matter how much you grow, you have to give some Bikurim, if it's from the Shavaminim, if it's from the seven species. Rashi. Not Rashi, but Vidu Logosinan. Has nothing to do with Vidu Meiser. Just to explain quickly. At the end of every 3 years in the Meister cycle, the Meister cycle was a 3-year cycle. Year one and two of Shemitah were Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni. Year three of Shemitah was Meister Rishon and Meister Ani. There's a mitzvah. At the end of the 3 years, the Pesach, Erev Pesach of year number 4, and in the second cycle, Erev Pesach of year number 7, a person had to make sure by then that all the Meisers were delivered to the right point. All his Meiser Rishon had been given to the Levi, all his Meiser Sheni had made it to Yerushalayim, all his Meiser Ani had made it to the Ani, all his Truma had been given to the Kayin. That was called Biur Meisers. And then, at Erev Pesach, he said, Vidui Meiser. It was a mitzvah to say, I did the right thing. I got everything out of the house, I did it correctly, Parshas Kisavai between Sheni and Shlishi, is the Nusach of Vidui Meiser. So there was a Nusach in this Gemara that if you own a little bit of land, then you're Chayiv Vidui Meiser. The inference would have been that if you don't own land, you're not Chayiv Vidui Meiser, and that's not true. If you're Chayiv in Trumas and Meisers because of whatever way you got them, you still have to say Vidui Meiser. So that's what Rashi says in Vidui Legersina. Da'av Mishain Lekarka Mitzvah Dala Meisers. V'yachul Leiman, he can say, the Nusach of the Berech as Amcha as Yisroel as Adama Shanasata Lonu. Because in the Nusach of Vidui Meiser, you don't talk about yourself. You say, bless the land that you gave us. Whereas, like, Dami Le Bikurim, the Berech Le Meimah Shanasata Li. By Bikurim, you have to say you gave me. That's, you have to own land. Not, you can't say you gave me. Whereas, you didn't get the land. Whereas, if you, Vidui Meiser, you gave us. You're part of Klal Yisrael, you got land. And therefore, Rashi says, Vidui does not require ownership of land, therefore it doesn't belong in this Raisa. And we Taka don't have it.
When is
Bikurim
brought? When is Bikurim brought now?
Every year.
For the first division of that year?
Every year from the seven minim. And he can either bring it, he has to bring it between Sukkot and Chanukah, Mishuas and Chanukah. If he brings it before Sukkot, he reads the Parsha Bikurim. If he brings it after Sukkot, he doesn't read the Parsha Bikurim. The Lichzayv allow Prusbol. And if you own a little bitty piece of land, that's enough to write a Prusbol. The halacha is that if a person borrows money, or lends money to somebody, at the end of 7 years, the loan goes poof, gone. It's called Shmita's Ksafim. Came along Drabanan, they made a takana called Prusbol. Prusbol basically works that you give your loans over to Bezin, who then authorizes you to collect them for them, for you. And that's a takana Drabanan. Hill only made a takana Drabanan or Prusbol if the loiva owns land. If the loiva does not own any land, he cannot write a Prusbol. there has to be some kind of ownership of land. The reason he did it that way is because that's the normal way of borrowing money, is you have land. People don't lend money to people who don't have land. So therefore, that's the way the takana was written. How much land does the guy have to own? A koshu. Any amount of land is good enough. Rashi. The list of Allah principle, the minimum sect is getting. Ain kaisum prosba ala karka. We only write prosba on land. And yes, karka koshu the life. If the life has a little bit of land, kaisun ala prosba af mechayv gadol. Even if the debt is much greater than that. The shuv le tashmitenu shvias, shvias will not cancel the loan. Why is that true? The chitikin hill prosba, when hill made this takana, ashibut karka is taken. He only made it if there's a lien on land. The milva hamatsuyehi, that's the common loan. And he made it for the common loan. Next. The liknois iman nechasim shein lemachrayas. Any little bit of land is enough to do the kinyan agav. If you own a little bit of land, you can do a kinyan agav. Now, the question is, ibaidin tziburim koshu lemachasim. If you need that metalklim to be on the land, how can a little bit of land hold anything? It's a little bit of land. Bishlaim, if you tell me you don't need it on the land, fine. So I can sell a guy an inch of land, and along with an inch of land, I can sell him tables and chairs and cars. But if you tell me it has to be on the land, what's on an inch of land that you can sell? Up to Gemara, that's not a kasha. Hagumer, Shmuel bar Bisna, Mekamei Rav Yosef, Nishanos b'Mechad. There's a needle there, a pin that can fit in a kosher. So you can sell him the pin, agav, the inch of land. By the way, inch is my makeup of kosher. You know, you can have a half an inch. I don't know whatever it is. Rashi, the Maichazi, common metalton yisverbo. How many metalton can you put there? Shanos b'Mechad, v'Oisa Mechad, Toi Mechelo Yemakarka. That needle can be sold with the karka. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to whoever answered this, Rav Shmuel bar Bisna, Kafsasa.
A needle is equal to anything and everything?
I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words,
if you need tziburim, it would have to be on that piece of land.
So if you have a truck,
doesn't fit on that piece of land.
That mean it doesn't work?
If you hold, you need tzivurim. That's the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, does the metalklim have to be on that land that you're selling?
Tzivurim means, it's bothered by what word tzivurim means.
No, it's not the problem.
Yes.
It's absolutely not the problem.
I know.
That might be your problem, it's not his problem.
Right. In other words, I don't know how much can fit on a piece of land on this.
Whatever amount of land you're selling, that's whatever can fit on it. If you have an inch, a truck doesn't fit on an inch. Not even a little truck that they sell for the little kids.
I can't give a full-size truck on an inch.
That's the shiloh of the Gemara. Do you need it to be on the land or not? If you don't, then you can sell a truck. If you do, then you can't sell a truck with an inch of land. The Gemara wants to know, does agav need it to be on that piece of land? It's a shayla. We tried to prove it from the fact that we said you can do agav with an inch. What can be on the inch? Must be you don't need it to be on the piece of land. The Gemara's answer is, yes, you do, maybe, and you had a needle there. I'm a letter of Yosef. Kavsasan, you're paining me. You're causing me anguish. Ich botana lashmina mechat. Do you think that Tana would write it to sell a needle? When he said karka koshu works for agav, he means with a needle? Is that like what you worried about, a needle that cost 4 cents? That's what the Tana is talking about? Doesn't make sense that he would write that for a needle. So to Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Man Lema Loz Loitara Babakanisa the Shavi Aravazusi. That needle can have a diamond that's worth thousands of dollars. Yeah, the Tana might write it. It might be a very valuable item. Yeah, Rav Yosef reacted like, come on, the Tana is not writing this for 2 cents. The Kavashi, it's not 2 cents. It can be $25,000. Rashi.
What did the Tana say?
That a little piece of land can have a king in agav.
Okay.
the top line comes above them and base. The lichnasima and the little piece of land is enough. The custom to buy with it. The custom shein lemachrayus. Before you say something that doesn't make any sense, let's go back to the brisa. Any little piece of land has the following halachas: peya, bikurim, prosbo, and to acquire things with agav. I didn't chas v'shalom. I said before you say something that doesn't make any sense, let me show you the brisa.
That's true.
Dr. Hashi, Kapsasan Tsiartani, you bothered me, you pain me. But the Tana had to be worried about how you acquire a needle? Now, I know what everybody in this room would have answered. Yeah, the Tana wants to show you how important any Kinyan is, even a needle. But Rav Yaisa did not buy that. He said the Tana doesn't write a case if it's only in a Geya, a needle. And the answer is, it might be the Geya, a diamond. Dr. Gemara Baita, trust him out. Again, we're going to try to prove the Shiloh. Amar Rav Lazer, Maisa B'mduni Echad is a place called Madain, a resident of Madain, Shahayim Yushalayim, that he was in Yushalayim. Shahayim Metatlin Harbe, he had a lot of Metatlin, Ubikesh Litnam B'matana, and he wanted to give Matana. So he came to the rabbis and he said, how do I give this the Matana? Right. The Gemara is going to ask later on, what's wrong with Mashicha? What's wrong with Chalipin? There are many Kinyanim that are available for Metalplin. But for whatever reason it is, the Gemara is going to get into it. He asked the rabbis, how do I give all this Metalplin as a present? So Amrulai, Ein Loi Takana, there's no solution. You have to do Kinyan Agav. That's what they told him. We're in the middle of a story. Ma'asa, what did he do? He bought a land, which now we say means was as big as a sella coin. The amount of land big as a coin of a sella. Now a sella, I don't know how big it was. I can't imagine it was much more than an inch and a half. And then he said, Svaini zeh leplaini. The northern side of that piece of land goes to so-and-so. V'imai meyatzai no meyachavias. And with that he should acquire 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine, oil, whatever he's giving. Umeis. And then the guy died. V'kaimu es dvarav. And they gave the recipient the oil and the sheep. Now, if the sheep and the oil have to be on that piece of land, what can an inch and a half do for you? He's giving sheep 100 sheep and 100 barrels. They don't fit on an inch. If you need tzivurim, how does agav work? So, to Gemara.
I would have said, how do you put all these things on that land?
That's exactly what the Baz Sela Mechazi means. That's what it means. Again, you're busy with the words here. That's what it means. How does that fit for this? Correct. How does that help? What does our school translate to Mechazi? That's not true. You don't. You looked at it. Didn't you?
I'm a lot of lying.
Don't think of my writer. And for the Gemara, me Baz Sela, Sela Mamash. Based my cella, the nafish tuba. Now you ain't currently cella, the kashika cella. You're misunderstanding. You thought based cella the size of a cella. That's not what it means. It means it was a rocky piece of ground. He bought himself a rocky piece of ground, which is not expensive. And then we bought a huge rocky piece of land. And on that land was the tzayin and the chavius. Doesn't prove anything. Because based cella doesn't mean the size of a cella. It means rocky.
Sella means rocky.
Sella can mean stone. Might you hit the sella?
Not the worth of the sella.
What?
Not a rocky piece of land that they paid a sella for.
No, I don't think so. Did Rashi say that? No, Rashi didn't say that. It would be, if Rashi said it, I would have had no problem, but he doesn't say that, as we will see in a second. Look, Rashi. All the way up. Meduni. It's the name of a place. What's wrong, Mashiach and Chalipin? The width of a sella, which is a coin. Lishna achrina, Rashi says a different shot in the Havamina, that we knew sella meant rock, but we thought it's one rock. Sella mamishu gvaya v'chadad, it's high and sharp, meaning there's no flat surface. Vein lahamid alav tzai v'chadis, and there's no way to put 100 sheep and 100 barrels on it. The kashiki sella, the ain't a bazria, it's rocky, it's not plantable. The luck of is old. Now Rashi seems to say a little different than me. Doesn't have to be rocky. It's as hard as rock, meaning a non-plantable land. Those go for cheap. People that plant use a certain kind of land. If the land is not plantable or very difficult to plant, the price drops. So this guy didn't need it to plant. He just needed it to do kinyanaga. So he went out and bought himself a piece of land that was not plantable. The price was cheap. This is where Rashi says, doesn't say that he bought it for a seller. The price was cheap, and therefore he bought it. And on that, he put 100 tzad and 100 chavis. Maybe. We don't know. But we can't prove anything from this, because maybe it was savurim. That's all.
Wait, sounds like he died right away. Didn't have even time to
print. You can write the story anyway. You want to. The Gemara is not bothered by that. You can't infringe on his territory. Right. You have a question?
Well, no, I'm just... land is not arable for crops. However, if this is a bubble where you can have...
This isn't Yerushalayim. There Yerushalayim. Now today, that hard land would go for $5 million. Right? But that's not then. In those days, they weren't building Gibbet Zev and all these other places. Right. The Mat Shlomo. Right.
From Tells,
what?
Tells Stone.
Tells Stone. It's built on rock. Right.
The great person who Gifter said.
Irving Stone.
What's his name? The one that Gifter said, if not for this person alone, NCSY was.
I have no idea, but I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Rebbe knows him.
Could be. I know you do. I know a lot of
people. Best friends with Osborne.
Zevla.
Yeah, Zevla. What's the place called?
Moshe Matashel. It's not near your slide. Tashima. Dam Rav Yehuda Merav. Maisa Bata Mecha Chacholim Yerushalayim. He was sick. He was a Shchiv Mera. Krab Eliezer. Okay, let me explain. This person was sick. Now, according to Rabbanon, a Shchiv Mera can give Matana verbally. So there would be no problem of Kenyan. So if you learn that this story is going like Rabbanon, he wasn't a Shchiv Mera. He was sick, but he wasn't dying. If you learn it's going like Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that a Shchiv Mera can give things verbally. He holds a Shchiv Mera has to make a Kenyan. So he was a Shchiv Mera. The Gemara is just offering you two options. Either he was a Shchiv Mera, which means he was dying, and he was giving the present, and he couldn't do it verbally, because Rabbi Eliezer does not hold you can give verbal my present, even a Shchiv Mera. Or if it was like Rabbanon, he wasn't a Shchiv Mera. Either way, weiter. B'choylem metalklem harbe, he had a lot of metalklem, u'bikish litnum b'matanam, and he wanted to give it as a present. Amrulai, the Chazal told them, the Rabbanan told them, Einlo takana, achiyikne agav karka. He has to do it agav. Ma'asa, what did he do? Listen carefully to this writer. Halach v'alokach beis roiva samach Yerushalayim. Beis roiva is a quarter of a kav with the measurement that a 50 by 50 is a beis saw. So the 50 by 50 is a beis saw, and a saw is six kav, That means area of a bay, a Raiva Hakav, is a 24th of a 50 by 50. Now, that would be an area. So it would be, I'm not sure, but if a 50 by 50 gives you 2,500 square amas, a Raiva Hakav, which is a 24th of that, would be 100 some square amas. What? 104. So it would be like a 10 point something by a 10 point something. That would be a Raiva Hakav. You can get 24 Raiva Hakavs in a 50 by 50.
Well, this is actually, why we're talking about area is not clear to me, because it depends on what part of Israel we're talking about.
This is a story. You know what I mean? Can't ask a kasha of a story. This is a story. This is the amount of land that he bought.
The tile-based rope is going to be variable throughout Israel. It depends on how much crop it produces.
Yeah, you're right, but that's not how it works. There's a standard saw-by-saw, and there's a standard base rope. Now, it can change maybe by area, but when the Gemara uses that, it's based on saw-by-saw being 50 by 50. Rashi says so, not me. Anyway. V'amar tefach ha-tefach l'ploimi. And he said, I'm giving a tefach by a tefach to so-and-so. And with that, I'm giving 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Umeis, and he died. The kaimu chachamim as dvarav. And the chachamim gave the man. Biyame bina tzvurim. Tefach al tefach l'may chazi. You can't get 100 sheep and 100 barrels in a tefach. And you can't say here that it means a bigger piece of land, because it identified it was a 10 by 10.
And that is a tefach.
You only gave him a tefach. Meaning you can't even say it's bigger because it was limited to begin with. Right, but he only gave him a tefach. Clearly only gave him a tefach. And 100 sheep and 100 barrels which don't fit on a tefach. And for the Gemara, Hokimayaskina Ludmei, he said money that's worth 100 sheep and 100 barrels. And that fits on a tefach. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shecholim Yerushalayim. Interesting, the Rashi, the Cholim Yerushalayim. Uman the Tani Cholo, Samalak Rabbi Eliezer, the Baba Basra. The one that says he was sick, holds like Rabbi Eliezer that says in Baba Basra, Echad Barev, Echad Mesukin, either a healthy person or a Shemira, Ein Dwarim Kayam and Bedibur, works don't help, of a Kenyan, you need an act of Kenyan, a proprietary act. The less they did by a Shemira, does not hold that the words of a Shemira create a Kenyan. The Pifach Amro Eilu Takana Laknoi Selaka Bekarka. We come a Paruch, and again the Gemara will ask, we haven't asked it yet, Liknidu B'mshicha B'chalipun, there are other Kenyanim available. V'amir L'ashay Bari, Avachol L'yitzchuk L'achi. Had he been sick, he wouldn't need this. The Dibir Shem Rakik Suv Mekim Surim Dami. Because then verbally would have worked. The Pligya Reb Eliezer. So the story is either he was a Shem Merah according to Reb Eliezer, or he was not a Shem Merah according to the Rabbanon. He needed an act of Kenyan. So what did they tell him to do?
But again, why, if it was a
Shkumara,
why do you need that? I mean,
Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to Divish Shkumara. He argues on that whole point. Doesn't agree to it. Beis Raiva. Beis, by the way, they changed Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Raiva, Beis Rias Raiva Akav, Lefi Cheshvin Sasayim B'Srotzer HaMishkan. Rashi says, based on the fact that the Gemara says that the Chotzer HaMishkan was base Asayim, which is 100 by 50. So 5,000 square amas is base Asayim. Base Saw is half of that, which is a 50 by 50. And Raiva Akav is a 24th of that, which is 104 by 104 square amas. And that, 104 square amas. And that would be 10 by 10. 10 and a fraction by 10 and a fraction. Lidmei, Mo is Hayabiyadai, he had money. And he piled up the money of 100 sheep and 100 barrels.
Why did he have to go through this whole thing? Wait, Shtar Matana. Wait, Shtar
Matana,
give him
a hand. A Matautlin?
A Matautlin? On money. You can't give money with a Shtar?
No.
They owe you money?
No. Not a Kenyan.
Checks didn't work then.
Not a Kenyan.
Can you write a star on the value of the money, in other words, the metal in it?
Again. No. Star doesn't work if it's Haslam.
All right. I don't know why.
You love Staris.
I don't know why I said that.
You like Staris. You. Star works in land. Star does not work in the house.
Where's Rebbe Lazar? Eliezer transferred to Lazar to Gomorrah?
And the side, it says Star Klamer Lazar. That's why I said. Just that if anybody ever bumps into Rebbe Eliezer saying people of Shimara, you'll say in Kedushin I learned differently. That's why I pointed out that on the side it said a Lazar. Yes?
If we finish that, it's a side point. This is close to, this is an area of Jerusalem. How is he raising sheep?
Again, going back to Kasha Lamaita, this is what happened. I'm dealing with what happened. I'm not trying to figure out how it happened.
If I remember correctly, the Sasha to raise small animals there
is Israel. This is around Yerushalayim. You don't have to buy it in Yerushalayim. You can buy it right out of the city.
Well, it's around Yerushalayim. It's still within Israel. I thought it was Sasha.
No. I mean, it's maybe Daka. It's only if you're raising them, but if you can have them for Shkita, there's plenty you can have them. Mama Bakama allows it at certain times.
This is as long as it's
transiting
through.
Right. Zotikamai Vait. Frek the Gemara. Okay, now I'm in Mistabra. It makes sense that it's money. These are Gedaitach Meir, sorry, the Meir Chavi is Mamish. You know the Halib Halipin. Why couldn't he do chalipin? See, chalipin doesn't work on money. The Gemara says in Batia, I cannot acquire cash through chalipin. Can't give you my handkerchief and acquire cash. So therefore, he had to do agav. But if it's metalplin, if he's actually giving him sheep and barrels, do chalipin. Don't have to do anything. Just take a handkerchief and hand it over. So that proves that we're dealing with cash. Rashi? Okay, now I'm going to Ma, saw you. The Kaimel of the Perek Azov, a Madbeya Nikna Bechalipin, coins can't be acquired Bechalipin. Frek the Gemara, that's not going to answer anything. Why can't you do Meshicha? And that can work on money too. Hand over the money. Why do you have to do Agav? Ella the lesser Lemekabu Matana. Teret is, the recipient is not here, so you can't give it to him. So the same thing, he can't do chalipin, he's not here. So it doesn't prove anything. You want it to prove it's money? You can't prove it, because there are other kinyanim available. The answer is he didn't use the other kinyanim because the recipient wasn't here.
Didn't use a third party.
That's the next Gemara's kasha. Rashi, b'mashicha yava makabu v'yimshaych. Hachanami lesser lemikabel sheyitin kelov lemachna. The kelim shokaina boy. You needed to belong the handkerchief to the guy acquiring it. Shakaina poishit kelov lemachna. The buyer gives his handkerchief or pen or garto to the machna. V'yachal now Rashi speaks out. Why couldn't anybody else do it? So Rashi. There wasn't anybody there willing to do a favor to the recipient to give their pen, so the recipient should be kainah. Why should I do the guy a favor? I'm not interested. And therefore, you give him a Moshe Shmuz, tear a big Moshe Shmuz. But Rashi says there was nobody else available. And therefore, he didn't want to be kainah, but he couldn't be kainah of a chalipin. To anybody else, because nobody wanted to do it. You need somebody to want to do Khalib, and like, everybody said, I don't want to get involved, I don't want nothing to do with it. Talk to somebody else.
Is there a chryas involved when you do a chalipa for somebody else?
What?
Is there any chryas involved?
No, nothing. Rabbi, I said he wants something? Dr. Schwab. Oh, I'm going to mention my second. Don't take my bite.
Could you just say that nobody was there?
No person was there?
Nobody was there. That's what I could have said. Nobody was there.
I'm a stubborn. There's no person around.
I would rather say that than say what we said.
I mean, if we know the story, it means people must have been there. But the guy died, right?
How could you not want
to? That's the thing. That's why Avram Cohen is necessary here to give the schmooze.
The point of it is that I mean... how we know the story. That
okay, we'll continue.